This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Ronald Pawlak, P-A-W-L-A-K, date of birth 6-9-1939. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pawlak with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was December 11th of 2023. He does reside in Davenport, Florida over the winter. He goes from December or January and comes back in April. And now he's back living near Lake Montcalm, where he often will go swimming once the water is warmer. He does have chronic congestive heart failure as well as coronary artery disease. He recently saw his cardiologist in Michigan. The patient is very fatigued. He did try to go swimming recently, but the water was very cold, even with a wetsuit on, and he was only able to swim about an eighth of a mile, he reports, before he was too tired and had to stop. Usually he can swim much more in a heated pool in Florida throughout the winter. And he's really not been able to walk much for exercise due to his fatigue. He states that he's urinating adequate amounts. He does try to restrict fluids to about a quart and a half a day of mostly water, but other fluids include milk and juices. But no more than 64 ounces in 24 hours. He does weigh himself daily, and he does take a metolazone, 5 milligram, when his weight is more than 5 pounds in a week or more than 2 pounds overnight. And that's generally about once a month, although he had taken it within less than a week of the lab studies that he did on May 15th. And he tries to restrict salt intake, although recently he's been adding a little extra salt after he saw that he had a low sodium level on his most recent lab test. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is chronic and stable, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and he wears support hose, knee-high support hose, to control that, as well as taking metolazone and torsemide is 20 milligram every day. Medications. I also want to highlight carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. He's on Pradaxa, 150 milligram twice a day. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily, lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, Xanax, 0.5 milligram once daily as needed for anxiety, the torsemide is 20 milligram daily, Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, and as previously stated, metolazone is 5 milligram. He tries not to use that very often, but already did use it at least once in May. Physical exam, weight, 167 pounds, and that's a 2-pound difference since his last visit. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, was 120 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with scattered inspiratory crackles, bases only, and prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Support hose are in place, and he does have firm ankles and lower extremities about halfway to the knee bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 5/15 of 2024. His parathyroid hormone, intake parathyroid hormone, 66.7, slightly higher than the previous level of 33. Albumin, 3.7. Calcium is 9.1. Creatinine is 1.79. Estimated GFR is 37. Previous levels 1.39, 1.4, and 2.1. Sodium is low at 127. Previous level was 138. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 29. Phosphorus 2.7. Urine, negative for blood, and a negative for protein. Hemoglobin, 12.4. White count is 3.3, and platelets, 126,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slightly higher creatinine levels this month. We will have the patient recheck labs in June again, and then again in August to keep him on his current quarterly schedule. 2, congestive heart failure with recent use of metolazone and therefore low sodium. We are going to ask him to check the sodium levels as well as creatinine again in June. 3, hypertension, currently well controlled and running actually low. The patient should continue his fluid restriction. 56 ounces per 24 hours should be maximum. All fluids, and we will, and also low-sodium diet should be continued, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.